Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Sound Heart Radio. My last few shows have addressed the results of 50-plus years of so-called counseling instead of providing for the people of God the Word of God. The psalmist states that God has exalted his word far above his own name. And it is very interesting to me that in the West, counseling has been exalted above the word of God. Well, we are currently at the, we stand before the abyss as a culture. Culture is breaking down. And when I consider very deeply what has happened and what has transpired within the church and the fact that the church has adopted values of the cosmic system, now we can readily see the results or the consequences of walking in arrogance and walking in disobedience to the known will of God. Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. Peter writes these words: Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. As his divine power to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Now, what is fascinating to me is that God provided the answer to the sin question through the death of his son. God knew that you and I were dead in trespasses and sins, dead as a state of being were, dead as our abiding condition. And yet God provided an answer for us. Please read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. If God can address our deepest need with regard to the sin question, I think that God would be able to provide the answers for the problems of living that you and I experience. Not I think, but I know from the Word of God, as I've read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given us all things that pertain unto the way and godliness, that is, life and godliness, through the knowledge of him. Never does Peter say that the word of God may be replaced by a system of counseling on a foundation or a platform of human wisdom. Nothing about our salvation is based upon a platform of human wisdom, no matter how brilliant, how well argued this particular system may be, no matter how elegant, no matter how profound it may sound. The Word of God is always primary in the thinking of the prophets and the apostles. In spite of what men may think or hail as some great insight or deeper or profound insight, the Word of God is primary. And I said in a primary show, in a previous show, that both Freud and Carl Jung said that they found what was at the core of human nature. And they both used the term darkness. Modern Man in Search of a Soul by Carl Jung says this very thing. And please read the book by C.S. Lewis, The Abolition of Man. And you will get a very poignant and deep picture where we are today and why we are where we are as a culture. Now, these counselors who put forth these systems in order to have people look at them instead of teaching people the Word of God, these counselors are now seeing. And where are they now? That the culture is falling apart and that the church has grown weaker and weaker because of this teaching that moves people away from God and into the culture. Look what has come about. I don't see any new books by these counselors. I don't see them on the television programs, on the radio shows. No one is seeking out these people because their answers have turned out to be nothing or nothingness. They're answers for the wind. Look at the state of the world today. Look at where the world is. Look at the condition of the world. Now, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, Jeremiah speaks to his people about lying prophets. And I'm going to change lying prophets to lying counselors. And this is what Jeremiah wrote in chapter 23, beginning at verse 9, concerning the prophets. My heart is broken within me, all my bones tremble. I am like a drunken man, like a man overcome by wine, because of the Lord and his holy words. The land is full of adulterers. Because of the curse, the land lies parched, and the pastures in the desert are withered. The prophets follow an evil course and use their power unjustly. Both prophet and priest are godless. Even in my temple, I find their wickedness, declares the Lord. Therefore, their path will become slippery. They will be banished to darkness, and there they will fall. I will bring disaster on them in the year they are punished, declares the Lord. Now, he goes on to say, this is verse 14, they commit adultery and live a lie. They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns from his wickedness. I want you to see the parallel. I want you to see the timely and timeless message of the Word of God. People today are starving for the Word of God. The lostness is in their speech, in their eyes, in their demeanor. People don't know what to believe because the so-called leaders have partnered with the powers of darkness to lead people away from God. And so God says that he will bring a mighty judgment on these false prophets, false counselors. Verse 15, I will make them eat bitter food and drink poisoned water, because from the prophets of Jerusalem, ungodliness has spread throughout the land. And so God says, do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds and not from the mouth of the Lord. This is where we are. And this is what has come about because a group of individuals got together and decided to write books saying that what we find in secular psychological magazines and journals and the so-called mental illnesses that the world has said people have. You know, this book, that particular book that is a standard that is used by psychiatrists and used by psychologists, that book has been discredited in so many ways. We need to be very careful assigning to the people of God the conditions and the symptomatic behavior that one finds in these manuals, giving people chemicals and allowing people to undergo therapies that ruin personality instead of setting people free. We need a radical new vision from God. It is my prayer that God would allow His Spirit to go through this land once again for a revival. We need to return to the Word of God. People have strayed too far from the truth, and God will deal with the false prophets who have lied to them and said that there is something better and deeper and richer than His Word. And so I want to say to you tonight that if you have an opportunity, please read the book of Jeremiah. It is a profound treatise on a culture that has fallen apart because the people have fallen for the lies of the false teachers. It is about cultural disintegration. Francis Schaeffer wrote a book a long time ago called Death in the City that was based on the book of Jeremiah. You should read that book and understand what is going on in the culture today. And hopefully you will be profoundly moved and you will be stirred in your heart to go back to read the Word of God. Also read the book of Amos. It is another profound treatise on what happens when people no longer have the Word in their lives. The Word of God integrates personality. The Word of God brings healing and hope and mental health. The Word of God sets people free from addictions, from their past, from themselves, from malignant narcissism. The Word of God sets people free from anger. The Word of God will set you free if you will take the time to study it and allow the Word of God to permeate your heart. You will be changed. And those within your periphery will be profoundly influenced. Now, there are people who say things about this book or against this book who never read the book. Read the Word. I challenge you to read the Word and that God will bless you. And many things will change in your life if you expose yourself to the deep richness of the Word of God. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through His Son, Jesus Christ. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.